This episode of Speak Up Sis podcast is sponsored by The Grill Rain, owned and operated by Ms. Pamela Hall. If you're ever in the Augusta, Georgia, Aiken County, CSRA region, you've got to go over and try the best burgers in town. Just ask around. They're located at 2376 Augusta Road, Gloverville, South Carolina. Currently, they are doing grab and go. So you can call first at 803-341-0158. And then you can just go grab and go and enjoy. Make sure you tell them you heard it right here on Speak Up Sis podcast. Can this be the love? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Speak Up Sis podcast. This is the place where everyday people have an opportunity to share their stories in order to inspire yours. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine, and you all already know tonight is Nappy Pat Talks. And I got your girl, Nappy Pat, right back here in the building. Well, actually, it's her building. But we're here to talk hair, all things beauty, all things hair, all things fashion, all things makeup, all things woman, right? But tonight, Nappy Pat and I have a special guest because tonight we're going to be talking about what in the world do you do with your natural tresses when you go on vacay, that part. So we've got a young woman here, and she is going to show you what you do as Pat, as Nappy Pat talks her through it. So I want to invite Brianna. We're going to call her Bree tonight. I'm going to invite her into the space, and she's going to share a little bit about herself and how she even got to this place of being one of Nappy Pat's customers, okay? So come on, Bree, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing so well. And I just want to say she's a Georgia Southern Eagle, GSU, the real GSU. Okay. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how you found yourself as one of Nappy Pat's customers.
Okay. Well,
your clients.
Okay. Well, I'm Brianna, or Bree. I'm a student at Georgia Southern, majoring in mechanical engineering. I've been natural for about 8 years. About a year ago, I decided to start locks. A few months ago, I decided to take my locks out, went through where I was wearing my hair in like 2 braids, didn't really like it. So I decided to cut my hair, but I was having a hard time finding someone until a mutual friend on Facebook recommended me to Miss Pat.
All right, that's what's up. So I'm glad you did the big chop. I think every Black woman should do the big chop at least once in her life. That's what I believe. But you know,
right?
Who am I? And so you all know who this beautiful woman is standing behind Bree. This is Nappy Pat. Woo! All right, girl, go ahead and show them what they can do.
Hi, everybody. This is Nappy Pat on your Monday evening with Speak Up Sis podcast. I am so happy to be here tonight to share knowledge with each and every one of you. Once again, you know, God, this is my passion, so I'm here to help you guys. So my segment tonight is going to be about how to take care of your hair on vacationing or during these summer hot months. I know a lot of times with you guys, y'all tend to put a lot of braids in the hair during the summer months. You guys tend to wear your sew-in during the summer months because you guys don't want to have anything to do with your hair on vacation. The worst case scenario is when those summer months are gone or those hot months are gone, when August and September start to come in, we have a lot of hair loss issues. And there's a reason why behind that. And I understand it totally. of wearing braids or doing your sew-ins so that you can pretty much maintain a hairstyle. You want to look pretty on the beach or whatever the case may be. But look at me. It's nice. You know, why not rock your fro at the beach? So, however, we have Bree just going to show you how to simplify how to style your hair on your own while you're on vacation. This is her first time ever styling her hair, right?
It is.
Because she actually was one of the clients that I did the big chop on last week. So if you guys can go back on my page, she had all this big, I think it was copper hair, and I cut it down for her so she can maintain. You go on a vacation too? When you go on a vacation?
In about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So now she's going to learn how to style her hair while she's on vacation. Where are you going to be visiting, I ask?
Orlando.
She's going to Atlanta, so you know that it's going to be hot. So first of all, the first step into maintaining your hair during your vacation month while you out there at the beach or the hotel. First and foremost, it's all about cleansing your hair after you get out that salt water or that pool. We understand that the pool has chemical in it, and we understand that beach water has salt. If you guys do not rinse your hair out, that salt from that salt water, from that beach water, or the chlorine at that pool will definitely dry your hair. Now, I know each and every one of you are getting out of that pool and that beach water, and you're not rinsing your hair. Do you ever rinse your hair when you get out of the pool? People do not go straight to the hotel room. They do not go straight to one of those shower heads that I know that normally all those beaches normally have. I don't see African-American women going up on them shower heads, but it is so vital that you guys rinse that salt water and that chlorine out the hair before your hair dry out, because it's a dry chemical that actually dries out the moisture. And we know that texture hairs lack moisture, so you don't want to affect that during that processing time. And when you all are wearing braids, remember your hair is twined into those braids. So that hair still needs to be shampooed through those braids. Braids and weaves and sewing is not protecting your hair, you guys. It's not. So remember, you have to go straight in and rinse that salt water and chlorine out the hair. The next step is shampoo. What shampoo would be best for my hair during those beach times and vacation days? What would we use? We would use a purifying shampoo. We can use a clarifying shampoo, or we can use a deep cleansing shampoo. Three different types of shampoo that you would use first. Using that first would give you the opportunity to cleanse any mineral deposit, debris that may have been left on that hair prior to you getting out of that water. First, you have rinse, but we have to get the remaining product and residual that is left into that hair. Second of all, we have to go behind it with a sulfate-free shampoo, because you guys probably say, oh, you know what? The purifying or the clarifying shampoo is too abrasive for my hair. It's going to dry my hair out. But no, we're going to replenish that moisture that has been lost. So once you shampoo your hair once or twice, once you feel that the hair is cleansed, then you want to go behind with your sulfate-free shampoo. Your sulfate-free shampoo will actually jumpstart the moisture content that your hair has lost. So you will go behind with your third shampoo, fourth, depending on the texture of hair, how much hair you have. You will go back in and you will shampoo with your moisturizing, natural, sulfate-free shampoo if you're natural. Or if you're relaxed, you will go in with a moisturizing, detangling shampoo if your hair is relaxed. So anything that I'm applying to my natural hair clients, you can do the exact same thing if you're a relaxed client or a color client. Only thing different with the color client, I would recommend something totally different, how we handle color hair during these summer months. And that is another segment. So, you know, we only have 30 minutes. So I'm just going through the basics. After you use your conditioning shampoo, you will go behind with your conditioning. This is very important and vital, you guys, to go behind with the conditioning that's going to penetrate and that's going to allow the hair to gain it moisture back into the hair that you have lost during those vacationing days. Because I'm quite sure you probably get into the water 4 or 5 days, people normally. So yes, you will have to do this every day if you get into the water, okay? So you will condition the hair. How would I condition the hair? Would I leave it in? No. You will go behind with your conditioning shampoo of your choice. If you guys need for me to tell you what product I would recommend, remember that everybody's hair is different. So I don't recommend the same thing for everyone. So remember, everybody's hair is different, got a different make. Okay. So once you do that, you will get up under the dryer, 20 to 30 minutes. If you don't have a dryer, you can go in with a processing cap to hold in that moisture to help condition that hair. If you guys don't know what this is a processing cap. Or you can do a home remedy. You can go in and wet the towel and go in and put it in the microwave, heat that wet towel and put it on top of the head. That's a self-made conditioning. You know, make sure the towel is not hot enough to scald you, but anything that's going to help open up that cuticle layer of that hair so that condition can absorb and give you more moisture, you need to do that. Okay. There's no such thing as a cold wash or leave-in, because we, as being natural, we don't want to put a lot of product and we build our hair too much product, but that's what causes dryness of the hair. Put too much product in the hair and not rinsing it out, and the cuticle layers are not able to breathe. Once you allow that to happen, you will go in and rinse. Once the hair is rinsed thoroughly, then you will go behind it with your styling aid, which we'll get ready to get Bree. She's going to show you guys how to style her hair during this vacation month. Like, literally, I just show her how to do this. So we're going to get Bree to stand up, and I'm going to coach her through styling her own hair and let you see how easy it is to style that hair being natural. Okay. So once I get Bree to get up, I want to let you guys know that I put a heat protectant in her hair. The reason why I use a heat protectant is only a leave-in conditioning to help soften up the hair, to help detangle the hair, to allow you to have more distribution, to be able to comb through the hair and aid into heat, aid into the pulling, and aid into detangling. Okay.
And so what number would her hair be with the 4A, 3A, what would you consider her texture?
Bree texture is the 4A.
Okay.
Okay, she has multiple texture in her hair. In the back of her crown area, her curl is much tighter. Mm-hmm. She can go with the 4B. But if you notice in the front of her hair, her curl pattern is much looser in the right front. It is because of the area that she pulls. Mm-hmm. She will wear in the braids. She will wear weaves, wigs. So they tend to allow the hair to stay straight. And okay, then she have color. So color help loosen up the bonds too, as well to allow the hair to go straight, because it is a chemical. And then she probably will go in and flat iron it. So really, if you're looking at her texture from the side, she have a real tight curl pattern, but it's not zigzag coil. It's more of a springy coil, right, but not zigzag.
It's so beautiful.
Right.
Lean in a little bit, Bree, so they can see you in the camera a little bit more.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You got some beautiful hair. Oh, my goodness.
And then if you look at the nape of her neck, it's more coarse. So she have 2 to 3 different curl pattern going on in her hair. Like, right down the nape of her neck is more of a coarser texture.
Right.
Okay. Normally you have people have more finer hair at the nape, but her hair is really tight at her nape area.
Okay.
Her hairline area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
But she have a real nice texture. Now, I know a lot of you guys say, well, you know, she have nice hair. Y'all know I talk about this all the time on Facebook. There's no such thing as good hair, bad hair to me. You give it to me. Give me 4C hair all day long, and I can rock with 4C hair, because I have a lot of before looks on my Facebook page that can transition to beautiful hair. So just because your curl pattern may be tight and your hair may be a little drier, Napa Pat definitely got you. Okay?
Right.
So don't worry about that. So Bree, let's get up and let us show these young ladies how you style your hair on vacation. Okay? And you want to turn it around?
Yeah.
So first, what we're going to get Brianna to do is how to use a comb to create coils on the hair for those clients that wear short hair. Do it on this side. So if clients have short hair and they want to have a more of a defined curl pattern, she's going to show you how to use the comb, and she's going to show you how to use a sponge, which you guys call a sponge brush here because her hair kind of short on the side. And she could also use this rat tail comb here to create coils. Okay? So what Brianna just did, she just put a small amount of product on her hair and she's twisting it to her scalp with the comb. She just constantly twisting, 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 and she stopped. She going to the next area, and you notice that she's not taking different type of sex. She's just grabbing hair, so you don't have to be precise on the sectioning. Twist it to your face. So she's just taking it and twisting it to her face. You see that? That's it. You see how simple it is? So you want to re-wet it. If the hair get a little dry, you want to add a little more product. Okay, you can add a little more product. And then if the hair get long, what you want to do? You want to finger it. So if the hair get a little long, you feel like the hair is hanging up. See, that's where her hair goes straight. Okay? So she's just going to twist to the scalp. Just keep twisting. Keep twisting. Drag it. Drag it all the way down. See, she got a twist. Awesome. So add more product in the top of the hair, okay? Yeah. So what she's going to do right now is show you guys how to do a finger coil, okay? Okay? So you want to take, what you want to do is when you add product, you always want to comb the product through. Because it is very important, you guys, when you're using product, you want the product to be even distributed through the hair strand. So you want to make sure that every hair strand have product on it, okay? So turn to the mirror and just kind of twist that hair. She's not really trying to do anything fancy. Look at that coil. Like, turn to the Facebook page. Let them see how pretty that coil is. Okay? You see that? So go to
the mirror. I'm trying to look at it in the mirror.
But literally, like, you really can do it with your eyes closed. You could be sitting down looking at a movie and just grabbing hair. It don't have to be neat. You add product.
Let me get a good shot of that coil. Okay.
Comb it through for even distribute that product throughout the hair strand. You want every strand to have product.
All right, I'm gonna get out your face.
Okay, she keep going. So I'm just gonna ask you to get a clip and just kind of help her out here so you guys can see. Could you turn to Facebook? You can do this with just your eyes closed. Yeah. So you can see. Yeah. Just kind of let them see what you're doing.
You can look at yourself.
Yeah. See that? So she just grabbing that hair and she just twisting around in a circle. It ain't nothing fancy that she's doing. She's not doing anything fancy. So also too, what I want you to do is add some more product, add some more water. So if you feel like the hair is getting dry, you want to just damp your sides because we're going to use the sponge. You want to damp the side of the hair. You want to re-wet it. Okay? Yeah. Okay. And she want to put some product in the palm of her hands, like a quarter size. She want to emulsify it.
And what do you mean by emulsify?
Emulsify is just like mixing it together, bringing all the product together. Just like distributing the chemicals that probably been settling. So you want to emulsify it in your hand.
Okay.
Just a mixture, what we call it. Emulsify is a mixture. And she want to add it all around her perm, her hair, all the way around the front, the back, and the sides. Okay? And you can add more. So depending on the density of the hair, depending on how much product you want to use. So if you feel like your hair is really dry, okay, you want to add more product. And remember when I told you guys that you want every strand to touch product. So the product can be evenly distributed throughout every strand. So once you do that, you want to go in with your wide tooth comb. And you just want to comb it through. It is vital that you comb your hair through. Natural hair have to be combed through because you will have that hair that would dry out.
Okay.
And the reason why a lot of times that natural hair dry out because it doesn't have a lot of product. It don't have enough product on the strands of the hair especially for those client to deal with 4ABC hair.
Okay.
Okay. Someone with fine hair may not take as much product. Okay. So even though Bree hair looks is really curly, her hair is really dense. So she has a lot of strands.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of strands. Okay. So now she want to get the sponge. Let them see what it looks like. It has two sides. It have a cone side, and then it have one with the holes in it. So what side do you want to use today, Brie?
We're going to use the side with the holes.
The holes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Show them how to use that.
All right. So I'm taking this and kind of
just. So you want to take that sponge with holes in it. She just want to go into the same circular motion. And when you go into that circular motion, you guys, you want to stay there at least about 30 seconds to a minute. A lot of time people say, well, my curls is not forming. It's because you don't stay in that area. You got to sit there and train that hair to go in the core area. And your arms get tired. So this is something that takes practice, especially if your hair is really long. Mm-hmm. So if
so you can use that sponge with longer hair as well.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend this sponge to use with longer hair because the hair kind of kinks up into a knot.
Okay.
So when people got really short hair like Brie, this allowed her to create more coils.
Okay.
In the back. So do it to the back. So just kind of like turn to the back of the camera and just kind of stick your hand back there. Like, yeah, to the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard for her to do it for you guys to show. So we're just going to bring that and not to press that sponge too close to the scalp. Loosen it up a little bit. Don't like take it away from the hair. Okay. Okay. Lift up. Okay. See, like you can notice that with her hair. So she's not really getting it. Like the motion of it is key. See how fast I'm going?
It's quick.
It's quick motion. And I'm taking wider sectioning.
And so what you're doing right now is creating oh, I see.
So it's a difference. So the motion of it. So she may not want to use this because this is not as easy as it look. It take a lot of elbow room. Maybe you can get one of your friends, your family member. So you see it coming in.
Texture, yeah.
But it take a lot of practice. But once you get it down, Pat, it's so pretty.
So my sons actually use this sponge on their hair.
Right. And normally with this sponge, I like to use it on shorter hair.
Mm-hmm.
But Brie, your hair has grown out since I cut it in two weeks ago. So I'm using a cone side of it.
But I can see how full the, oh my goodness, that is so pretty. I don't even know if the camera is capturing just how full and textured. Oh my goodness.
Now you can see it. See that?
Yes, that is beautiful. And you can pick up this sponge at any like hair supply store. My sons have this.
Right.
Okay. Oh my goodness, look at that. That is beautiful.
And this is something that you guys can't see how look how pretty that came.
Well, she's not gonna be able to see it.
Like, no, I'm telling you, I'm looking at Facebook. Like Facebook, look at this, like literally it took me like 2 minutes. You see
yes.
that? Like literally how pretty.
Okay, so you gotta be able to see the difference.
Right.
But okay, so if you look at this side, am I holding it right? If you look at that, look at the hair here and here, right? Now turn her head. Now look at these. Oh my goodness. That's beautiful. And that's so quick.
Quick. I did that in less than 2 minutes.
Yes.
Right. And then turn to the front.
And let us see those coils.
So just imagine you add those small coils with the sponge. And she go in and finish up her top with her finger coils. And after this is done, then you would go in and do what, Brie?
Separate them.
She would go in and separate it. But before you separate it, what the hair got to do?
It needs to dry.
The hair got to dry. So how are you going to dry your hair?
Diffuser.
Diffuser. So she want to show you how you diffuse hair.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I like the way you have Brie doing all of this on her own because you can't go on vacation with her.
Like, I cannot go on vacation with Bree. So if anyone is wanting Nappy Pack to show you how to style your hair once you go on your vacation, this is just one simple style. I know a lot of people have a lot of hair, just like with me. There's a lot of more other technique that you can do with longer hair. Our time that we have is not better for us right now. We have a time restraint, so therefore this is only a 30-minute podcast. But I am willing to do a class and actually showcase and show you guys how to style your hair. We're looking for a class or an event for everyone. I can pretty much just show you guys how to style your own hair, because we want that. We want people to embrace their own versus you guys manipulating your hair with commercial hair, damaging your hair, and dealing with hair loss. Okay, because lack of knowledge on how to design and create your own hair, what God has given us. God gave us this. We need to learn how to utilize what God has given us. We should not continue on hiding behind commercial hair that wasn't given to us. It's just what it is. This is us. This is who we are. Okay? So let's Bree show you how to use a diffuser. So once she finishes her style, she's just going to kind of show you how she would dry her hair and dry those areas and then take them loose. Just show him how quick it is. So up front. Okay.
All right. So taking the diffuser. Kind of.
So I'm basically telling her to dry her front so you guys can see what it looks like when she's taking a loop. Okay. But you would take this diffuser and you would put it close to the head and allow the whole hair to dry, or you can let it air dry. So, you know, you're on vacation, once you style your hair, if you don't have a diffuser, it takes probably like 4 hours, 2-4 hours. You go outside, it's hot. It shouldn't take that long to dry. So, but if you want to do it fast, you take your dryer with a diffuser on it. And this one will hit, this diffuser help protect the hair from burning your scalp. Okay, so it pulls away the heat. So that's the purpose of having a diffuser.
So is a diffuser an appliance that can be purchased anywhere?
Yes, you can purchase a diffuser anywhere, you guys. They have a diffuser that will fit all dryer. So if you have a hand dryer at home and don't have a diffuser, they have a diffuser that will fit all dryers. They sell them at Sally's, they sell them at beauty supply store. You can purchase them anywhere. This dryer happily came with its own, and you got a lot of dryers that come with their own diffuser, but you can go purchase one, okay? So, how'd it feel? Kind of squeeze the hair together, just like it's dry. Not much. So basically, we're not gonna really have time to dry it, but just take a look at it and see what it looks like. See what kind of curl you would get. Like, no, go to the Facebook. You pretend like that's your mirror. So just kind of like, just take a look.
Don't be scared. Just get your fingers. Just let it do its own thing.
So just imagine, you guys. Like, see how curly it is. Like, if it would have dried, look at that.
Oh yeah. See that? Super cute.
And what I'm gonna do is finish her after the hour, and then I'm gonna post a finished look that's gonna take me literally like 20 minutes to do her hair, maybe less. And I'm gonna let you guys see a finished look. But I wanna leave the last minute or two, if anyone have any question they may wanna ask at this time, y'all can. But once again, I wanna thank each and every one of us, one of you for watching. I wanna thank each and every one of us too for being here for you guys.
And we wanna thank Bree. Let me tell you, Bree, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Just looking at you on this camera, it's like, oh my goodness, you are gorgeous. Thank you so much for coming in tonight to be a part of Nappy Pack Talks on Speak Up Sis podcast. We really appreciate you. And listen, everybody, we want to make sure that you all know, you can stay right there. We want to make sure that you all know how to contact. I don't want to be on camera. Want to make sure that you all know how to contact Nappy Pat. You can reach her online. You can visit her at www.charisma.com. That's charismakontour.com. I have it posted in the comments, in the poll section of this video. So you can just click that link. She's also on Instagram at official Nappy Pat. And you can also find her on Facebook at Nappy Pat. And if you would like to get exclusive tips on how to manage your natural hair and exclusive information on Nappy Pat events, let me tell you, you want those exclusive tips. Yes. Okay, I just want to say that. Then you can text Nappy Pat to 706-703-4646. Again, text Nappy Pat to 706-703-4646. We always have so much fun here when I come to the studio for Nappy Pat Talks. We are actually in her beautiful salon, which is on A Street downtown in the beautiful downtown Augusta, Georgia. If you are in Augusta or if you're at school in Statesboro, or you're in Atlanta, or you're in Columbia, South Carolina, or if you want to fly in,
yes,
it's going to be well too. Worth it. She yes. actually takes care of my locks as well, y'all. She mm-hmm. takes care of Freedom.
Yes.
So please connect with Nappy Pat in whatever way you prefer. Visit her online at her website, Facebook, Instagram, or get in on those texts so that you can get some wisdom, some nuggets about how to do your hair. And so with that, do you have something that you want to say before we leave?
Yes. So basically, you guys, really, 30 minutes is really not enough time to actually share with you guys on your natural hair, your natural tresses. It is very important. It's very vital to get a consultation because everyone hair is different. Everyone hair reacts differently. And I understand the struggle. So definitely, I may have a good time here. At the end of the day, I do take my job seriously. I specialize in hair loss. So really seriously, you guys are needing my help to help guide y'all through y'all stress days with rocking your natural hair, not understanding your hair types, how it reacts. Definitely look me up. I'm downtown of Augusta. You can dial me at 706-731-0041. You actually can inbox me or DM me. Also too, as Nappy Pat Charisma Contour Body Spa Salon, or either my personal page, Patricia Nappy Pat Flanoy. I'll be glad to assist you in every way possible that I know how. If you needed to know how, what products to use for your hair, what products to use for your different curl type, different style that you may use, just any question that you may have, even some questions on how to maintain your hair while you're wearing extensions in your hair. Just kind of get with me because I can help guide you through all of those things. I would do my best. If I can't find an answer out for you, I would definitely do my research to find those answers for you. So please check me out once again. Thanks, you guys, once again for watching Nappy Pat Podcast on Speak Assist.
We all
now
know.
Now just being good and then I just messed up. But anyway, that's a blooper. But thank you guys for watching Nappy Pat at Speak Assist Podcast.
Nappy Pat Talks. That's right.
God
bless. You good. She likes for me to do all of this talking. So thank you for tuning in to Nappy Pat Talks on Speak Up Sis Podcast. And until next time, remember to open up your mouth and speak up. You all can learn more about Speak Up Sis at www.speakupsis.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Speak Up Sis on YouTube, as well as Speak Up Sis Podcast on Instagram. You all have a good night.
Bye. Peace out. Bye.
You want to tell people bye?
Bye. Yay.
That was fun.
Thank you for listening today to Speak Up Sis Podcast. I invite you to visit me online at speakupsis.com
and subscribe to receive updates on future Speak Up Sis podcast episodes. Also, I'd like to thank our generous supporters. You all help make it possible for me to continue to create this safe space for everyday people to share their stories, to inspire the stories of others. If you're listening and you'd like to support Speak Up Sis podcast, click support in the app or visit speakupsis.com to make a one-time contribution. Remember, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So until next time, open up your mouth and speak up.